What country did this car from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree. Zagrebem zlotik je.
Hello and welcome to Put It in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
I am very well, Terry. Very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
You look like you're adapting to quarantine quite nicely. And don't look insane at all, let me tell you right
now. Well, I'm losing my mind, Terry. I'm just trying out different hairstyles.
You are wearing sunglasses at 8:40 on a Wednesday night. What the heck?
I tell you what, and I've got a dressing gown here if I get cold. That's my sort of vibe that I'm going for these days.
You have a top knot. You're rocking the top knot.
And I tell you what, I was only saying to Kerry, like, yes, I know it looks ridiculous, but if it was socially acceptable, I would walk around like this. It's kind of like a samurai, isn't it?
No, you look like you're a sprouting samurai. Something from the top of your head. Like some sort of bean. Some sort of bean is coming out of the top of your
Bullshit,
head.
Bullshit, most likely. How have you been?
Oh, I have been... you're going to do me like that? Ugh. What do you think of these new cans of Coke?
By the way? I don't like them. Thank you for bringing it up. I don't like them.
Me neither.
And I like a can of Coke Zero. I have at least one a day. At least.
But you don't go back... No. To the full fat, no?
Feels like I'm having a meal.
What? Really?
Yeah. Like, what, 50,000 spoons of sugar in it? No thanks.
And there's absolutely nothing in that, nothing bad in that.
No, it's Coke Zero. Zero of the badness. Yeah, what do you got? The old John Dorian three tap method, huh?
Yeah.
What is it?
It is... A Kinnegar.
Kinnegar.
Yes.
Ale? So IPA,
it's an ale. Yes, it's a white session pale ale.
A white session?
Yes, a session pale ale is a pale ale that you can drink a lot of because it's a bit lower in alcohol. But it tastes bloody good too.
Does it cost more expensive than normal beer?
Yes. White
well,
Rabbit
I tell
IPA.
You what, they saw you coming. Less alcohol content and more money.
No, I mean, those pale ales cost...
Hook, line, and sinker.
These craft beers in general cost more than your Corona or whatever the fuck you'd be drinking. Like.
Don't associate me with that word, Terry.
I had to give away those Corona you left here because nobody would take them.
Really? The last time we are actually face-to-face podcasting. Even Faye was like, get these Corona out of my fridge.
Yeah, we're gonna write like.
Why did I buy 10 bottles? In absolutely no world would I be drinking 10 bottles.
Yeah, I know. You're an insane call.
I was sticking to Corona. Anyway, go on.
By giving them money.
That'll show them.
I have been better, Andy, to be honest. I haven't left my house in almost 2 weeks. Faye had a bit of a temperature like 2 weekends ago. And we were like, oh Jesus, is this it or whatever?
Yeah.
And rang the doctor on the Monday and it was like, give me your symptoms.
Give me your symptoms. Like, pissed off already.
But he was like, yeah, no, you don't seem to have it. Well, like you don't qualify for a test because you only got like your temperature went up on the Saturday and was back down Sunday and Monday, but we said we'd ring just to be careful.
Yeah.
But he said treat you like you have it. So we've been feeling fine, the two of us, the last 2 weeks.
What he's written will be a window into his madness.
That's what I'm going into now, to be honest. Because I'm looking out the window here on the beautiful seafront.
And I'm not happy.
I am losing it. I am like, it's so close. Yeah, I feel like I'm in prison.
It's funny because we had a very similar situation ourselves where, like, we called the doctor and it was like, you know, it sounds like it possibly, but just, you know, if you're grand, just stay at home and act like you have it, sort of thing. And so we served our 2 weeks or whatever. But to be honest, we still can't really go anywhere. And it's like, I actually seen a thing where it was like Waterford Whispers News where it was just like sun taking the absolute piss at this stage. That's essentially what it is like.
That's very much how I feel.
And you couldn't live in a more tempting spot to just go out for a little stroll.
I know, but even when we were out for our strolls beforehand, I was getting very touchy.
Yeah.
Like I say, I feel like shouting at people, get away from me. Like, you know, this is what's happened.
Get away. I tell you what, they're fucking all out in Arklow anyway.
Yeah, and they're all out here on the seafront.
Really? Is it just me, or does it seem like this week everyone's just been like, all right, well, we've done it now. Enough's enough.
Yeah.
You're like, it seems like that's the vibe out there. Because whenever I go out just to go to the shops, I'm like I'm at the stage now where I have to go to the shop. I'm like, outside. Like, you know? And everyone's just there going about their day. I was like, oh, right, okay. Everyone's wearing masks and gloves.
And they're going to have to stop you here.
What?
I need to take a shit. It's just coming on very quickly. So we're going to have to stop recording.
Keep it going.
All right. Well, I'll see you in a few minutes. People. All right.
Unbelievable. I mean, you can't legislate for this, can you? I mean... Well, it's he's still not back. It's been going on 4 hours now. It's 2 a.m. and he's either shitting or sleeping, folks, because he's not here. It's just me sitting here in the room talking by myself, wearing sunglasses and a samurai ponytail on a Wednesday. All right. So that's so much for getting this done early, am I right? That was the plan. Get it done early. I said, listen, I'll tell you what. Can we go at 10 past? He says, no. 8:30 it's going to have to be. I said, no problem. We get on. Now, fair enough. We had some technical issues to start. He couldn't hear me for the first 10 minutes. And I realized that was because not only had I not switched my mixer on, because I'm trying to be fancy here with my professional setup, not only did I not switch the mixer on, but I didn't put the wire for the microphone into the mixer, and I'm going around like it's his fault. So I apologize to Terry. Alright, he's a good man, he doesn't deserve that. I don't deserve this, frankly, but you know, shit happens, literally in this case. That was a good one. There it is, Andy. The cleverest thing you'll say all podcast, and no one was around to laugh at it. Oh, here he is. Here he fucking is.
Oh.
Well, you've got some explaining to do.
I'm back. Are we still in quarantine?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. I tell you what, I needed
it's 3 a.m.
that one.
It's like, Andy, I'm going to stop you there. I need to take a shit. Sorry.
What can I say? It was one of those ones you're afraid to get back up off the toilet. Because, you know, there's more coming, you know?
Get back up. Oh, yeah, where you don't want to cut it short. I feel like about, if I can be crass for a moment.
I mean, I've brought the tone.
You've brought
right
the tone
down.
Way down. But I'd say about 75 of my shits end that way. Mm. But like, I've got unfinished business here.
Normally, you know I mean? I've I never had a clean break. I get the old clean break these days, but Jesus.
I like a clean break. I mean, you know, you get them, but...
You know what it is, I think?
Go on.
Today was the first day I've exercised in about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think that might have got things...
Stirred things up inside.
Yeah, I think so. I did.
It's like your body, the inside of your body went like, he's working out, get up, he's working out. Turn those gears.
start shoveling the stuff, get it down. but I did a kickboxing workout with Faye.
Hello.
Yeah, it was really good, I have to say. And I've, you know, decided that, like, while I'm, you know, it could be a couple of more months of this kind of stuff, my gym membership has been put on hold, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
The good people at Westwood, you know, since they're mandatory closed. They could be fucking charging me anyway, the pricks. They shouldn't be.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't be. Dead right, yeah. They shouldn't be.
But I was like, we've ordered yoga mats to come to the house. Faye already has one, but we want to get a new one. She pays for this sort of do-it-at-home workout stuff.
Nice.
So I'm going to join her in doing that. But I went to order like weights online, and you can't get them anywhere.
Weights?
Yeah. You know, dumbbells or whatever. Like, you wouldn't happen to know.
Aldi.
Maybe.
Kettlebells, anyway.
I'm going there Friday. Really, yeah?
Well, I was looking for a kettlebell myself only midweek because my jiu-jitsu coach does like a live Instagram workout thing on Instagram Live, and it's like just with a kettlebell. And I was like, oh, I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
But, and so I went to get a kettlebell. Aldi, if they don't have kettlebells, they've at least got those sort of soft weights, you know, those
dumbbells,
like hexagon-looking things.
I'm looking for something that's, you know, about 10K.
Yeah, no. I don't know if you get 10K in Aldi now.
Minimum. Like,
Troy might, no, my protein wouldn't have it, but they've got all sorts of workout stuff.
All right, I'll try that.
So there you go. If anyone else knows, please let us know. Where can we get some weights up in this bitch?
You can contact the podcast or you can get me directly on Twitter. All right?
What's your handle? What's your handle, mate?
Type in Terry Toner, or it's like
it's the boy Toner.
Is it the boy Toner? Yeah. I can never remember if it's the
I'm
boy
telling
toner
you what you're
or
is.
Van Toner, you know, one or the other. Like, have you been watching anything in the interim since we've been talking?
Yes, I have, Terry. Thank you for that. I thought you'd never ask.
I mean, I was gone a while, so
now, if I may say, before that, I've been a bit busy doing a bit of getting my DIY hat back on.
Oh, hello.
I have made, you may have seen, a treehouse in my daughter's bedroom.
I did see that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the room you're in right now?
No, this is the toy room.
Yeah. As we toy story room.
Toy story behind me there. Yeah. So I made that out of the
left
floor.
I see you have four, not three. So, what? You know. I see it's Toy Story 4, not 3. That's,
yeah, but just got
hanging
just got
up
the
behind
poster.
You.
Just got, she likes Forky, all right? It's her room, not mine.
All right? Well, who doesn't like Forky?
I got a trampoline. Oh my god. I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with trampolines because nearly broke my little brother's neck on a trampoline about 10 years ago.
I hope it was more than 10 years. All right, Ben.
He was proper like a child. I can just tell because I'm a fucking big lug bouncing around on this thing. And Joni's there just like, just trying to keep her balance.
They're scary.
I actually get a feeling in my stomach just from bouncing up and down three times. And I never thought that had happened to me in my lifetime. But yeah, so I got trampoline, got a fucking swing set. This thing took about 14 hours to put together. And I'm still not confident.
Two pieces of rope and a piece of wood, and it took you 14 hours.
So I've been doing a bit of that. Got the greenhouse. There's a disheveled greenhouse in our back garden that was full of rubbish, like recyclable cardboard sort of stuff. So I got rid of that, got some new soil, planted some things, getting my garden on.
What kind of things?
Tomato plants.
All right.
Why? What are you suggesting? Tomato plants, forget-me-nots, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you can...
My special herb, of course.
That's what we're talking about, yeah.
Anyway, listen, to your original question, yes, I have been watching something. Have you been watching Sunderland Till I Die by any chance?
Haven't watched an episode of it.
Season one, even?
Nope.
Have we switched roles here?
It's Sunderland, like, who fucking cares?
I tell you, that's the exact problem they're having. Who cares? Sunderland cares.
Clicky cares.
It's like fucking season one was great, and then season two, it's like the bosses that come in, I can't believe they've agreed to it. Like, they're like, two of them are like David Brent combined. What are you showing me here?
It's the rabbit. The white rabbit IPA. That's delicious.
Sorry, I'm in the middle of telling you something completely different. You got so distracted.
Yeah,
this IPA sure is delicious. There's nothing I enjoy more at the end of the day than a white rabbit IPA.
White rabbit, a white session IPA, whatever.
But yeah, I've been watching that. I've been watching a lot of Community as well.
Oh yes, I'm very tempted. I haven't gone into it yet. I've been very tempted to dip the toe back in.
I almost dipped out. I almost dipped my toe out of season one because I'm like, was it always this fucking... I hate the whole will they, won't they angles that they do.
But that was the thing for the first season.
Yeah, and then I realised, all right, they're phasing out as the season's coming to an end or whatever. Yeah. So it's like, right, it's just sticking with the funny now. But some of that stuff was a bit too cringe for me. Well, but
what was great about it was they could just go back to it kind of effortlessly.
Whenever they want,
The Jeff and Britta thing, you know. Mm.
Donald Glover is fucking hilarious,
man. Like, I wish he was still doing he does Atlanta or whatever, but it's just really different. Like, Atlanta. I wish he was still. Yeah, you never seen Atlanta? No. It's a show he like writes, and I don't know if he directs a lot of it. He stars in it, but he plays this guy who I think he like went to Princeton or Harvard or one of those Ivy League schools.
Yeah,
but has like. Nothing. He didn't do anything with it, and his cousin is a rapper that's kind of blowing up in Atlanta.
Right,
paper boy.
Right,
all about that paper boy. All about.
Is this on Sky Atlantic or something?
It's on Fox, I think. So you'll get it if you have the box sets. You'll get it. Like,
I don't have the box sets. You know, I don't have the box sets. I keep telling
just fucking get them. Like, your Sky Sports is gone. Get the box sets.
I still haven't actually cancelled Sky Sports. I should.
I think. Who are you true?
Sky.
I know Thingy. Ooh, NTL, whatever they're called. Virgin now. They're not charging it. Whatever. UPC.
UPC.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
no, well, I'd recommend Atlanta is really good.
All right.
Really, really good.
Yeah. Okay. I probably won't see it, but, you know.
Yeah. You're a prick.
But for everyone else out there.
They already know about it. Those ones out there. This show is out a few years, man.
It's just you who's behind.
You.
How come I feel this? What else have you been watching?
I've been watching. Not a lot. But it all has the one theme. You're talking about Sunderland Till I Die. I'm talking about a different kind of sports docu-series.
I like sports docu-series.
It's called The Dark Side of the Ring.
I've heard good things.
It is pretty good. It's all about wrestling's darkest tales or whatever like that. Like,
like a dark wrestling tale, to be honest.
They do one on the Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth and how they had a real toxic relationship.
Yeah.
They do one on...
They got Benoit in there?
No, they've just done Benoit. They did two-part episode on Benoit.
Two-parter?
They did one on the Montreal Screwjob.
Ah, nice.
You find these on All Four are showing. The All Four app have the first series. They don't have the Benoit one yet, but I'm sure they'll add it when it starts playing over there. But it's really good, and like you get a lot of it's well done. It's kind of
Kind of beyond the mat sort of vibe.
No, a bit more kind. It's by Vice, you know. So like it's a pretty professional. They got a lot of talking heads and stuff, like decent. People that know their stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of Jim Cornette on it, which I was appreciating, to be honest. Like,
Did you see any of WrestleMania?
I did. That was the other thing I was going to say. I watched.
What's the deal with it this year? I wasn't in front of a crowd. Is it over 2 days or something?
Yeah, they did two parts and they had no crowd.
How long is it in total?
I'd say about 6 hours.
I mean, come on.
But it's like 3 hours. But they have a great feature on the app. That you can just skip to the next match,
right?
If you're not in the humor of it, it'll just say skip to, whatever. So like I watched the first day. I think I watched that on like Sunday afternoon, when the baby was taking a nap.
Finished
like,
by Tuesday.
What day was yesterday? Yeah, I only dipped it. That like the best matches on it were because they had no crowd. It was really weird.
Yeah,
like you know, just
you and just you hear them whispering to themselves, "Give me a hip toss."
No, not even that because they're so aware of it. But they're like, "Come on, Daniel, come on! Yeah. I'm too smart for you," or whatever. Like stuff that you know, you would normally just hear them mouthing or see them mouthing or whatever. But they did two matches that were like cinematic matches.
Yeah, what's the story with that?
So they were good.
But like, how do they sell that as like? This, like, not a shtick, you know what I mean?
You just have to buy into it. That's the thing. It is that, like, it's like, this is what this is. It's not a match, essentially. It's like a promo.
Right.
Like, so, they did, like, John
Cena. So no one thinks that these people are actually feuding then? You know what I mean?
No,
was
but
this
like
a feud that was ongoing that culminates in this movie that they've starred in together?
Yeah, pretty well. Like what they do, they did the whole thing where it was like AJ Styles and The Undertaker, and it was like a boneyard match. And it was like,
what
was
is a boneyard?
Like, it was a match in a cemetery, essentially. Right. But it was like, you know, The Undertaker's music is playing and a casket is being wheeled in, and then like AJ Styles popped out of it and his music starts playing, and you're like, oh, okay, I get it. It's kind of weird, jarring. So, and then they have a bit of a fight, and then at the end, The Undertaker buried him alive, you know, all that kind of. But it was, it's very shticky, but once you're this is what it is.
Undertaker, I seen, looked a bit American Badass like.
That's what it was. He was doing the American Badass stuff. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't get AJ Styles. Everyone's going to be pissed off. I don't get it. I don't get why everyone loves him.
Because he's a great wrestler.
He's an old, ridiculous-haired man, and I don't understand.
Ridiculous.
He's too old for that hair. He's too old for hair that straight.
Cantwell.
Yeah, I tell you, you're looking at me. Don't take into account what I look like today. I'm aware
will,
that
definitely.
I look ridiculous.
Why are you wearing sunglasses?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So we'll just leave that there.
Okay. No, that was kind of what I've been watching. Really, I'm like, no. The WWE Network has some other good stuff on it. Some other good documentaries that I kind of watched. The recent past. I watched one on Ruthless Aggression, which is pretty interesting as well.
Oh yeah,
Vinnie Mac. Your boy. It was more to do with you know, the whole time of like Evolution or John Cena coming up.
Oh yeah,
up and stuff like that.
Your boys,
Evolution.
Oh, I love them.
And it's weird because I that's when I kind of stopped watching wrestling for a while.
Yeah.
So it was interesting to kind of see that, and like they kind of talk about like how Brock Lesnar was only in the company for 2 years. And people think he was in it for like way longer. And I was like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I would have thought he was in it for way longer.
Me too. Like, you know, he was in it for 2 years. The day after WrestleMania, and then he was gone 2 WrestleManias later.
He's still going?
Oh, he's still going now. Like, yeah. Just lost the title of WrestleMania. Oh, spoilers for WrestleMania, guys.
I was thinking that when you spoiled the last one. It's like, should we have warned that there's spoiler alert?
Ah,
maybe
come
I'll
on,
just bleep it out.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I was going to say if you heard that from Terry, then I forgot to delete it in post. So,
this is no good to you.
So it's both our faults.
But no, that's kind of it, really. I haven't had a chance. Our baby is going through what they call leap 4 or leap 5, whatever it is, which is like the last time where like she starts getting, she's a bit more clingy, or you know.
Yeah.
She's not sleeping as easily. She still, once you get her down, she still get a good 8 hour stretch out of her at home, which is great.
Brilliant, yeah.
But like the last few nights has been heartbreaking trying to get her to sleep, to be honest. She's just like screaming for no reason. You're
and
like,
do you do the whole let them cry it out thing, or do you go in? Yeah, we didn't really.
No, because I have her in my, like, it's when you're trying to put her down in the cot. Like, say if I give her a bottle and then I have her asleep in my arms. Yeah. When I go to put it out, she just realizes she's being. Like, you're like, oh god,
I know what you're up to.
Exactly, like
it's like defusing a bomb. Honestly, like
it really is.
It's like, oh, shut up. You're just trying to place her in without her feeling it, like
you're trying to come up with all these different like tactics and stuff like that. Like,
but it used to be a heartbreaker when it'd be like, I'd have her in my arms, I'd be like, okay, she's dozing, I'll look away. And then I'll look again, her eyes are closed, I'll look away. And then I look back, they're just open, like, bing!
Yeah,
like, no, you were
big
so close.
Big grin on her face, you're like, oh,
hi.
This is not funny. So, you know, I haven't had a hell of a lot of time to get my movie fixes in, to be honest.
Only the 7 you managed to get in this week?
I don't think I got any in. I've been just sticking to TV, really. Like,
That's very unlike you, Terry. I'd call the GP for yourself, to be honest, because that's very bizarre behavior for you.
Or maybe I got one in over the weekend.
Knew it. The truth comes out now. Willem Dafoe, movie vengeance.
I think I got one in the morning.
You were.
I can't remember. Anyway.
Terry, can I bring us back to what we all came here today to talk about, and that is The Simpsons?
Yes, of course.
More specifically, Terry, if you don't mind me saying, can I talk to you about the 13th episode of the 6th series of The Simpsons? And Maggie makes three. Now,
before you get into this whole spiel that you love to do,
go on.
Yes. We got a bit of feedback from our episode last week.
Yeah.
People seem to like our more laissez-faire attitude that we've been bringing to it.
Yeah, I liked it.
I kind of wish we had tried out on an episode that we enjoyed more, to be honest. Because listening back to it, I was
so
like,
dismissive.
Like, yeah, I hated this. It was crap.
And then I guess they did that, whatever.
Yeah. So but we're going to stick with it instead of, going verbatim, per se.
I like it. I like it now, to be honest. Especially over Skype or Viber or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel it's, I don't know why, it's a lot harder for me to stick to a script. I feel like I need to have you in the room.
Keeping
me on track. Because right otherwise, here. Yeah, because otherwise I'm left to my own devices and then I'm like,
I'm watching
what?
You. Huh? I'm watching you.
Actually, we got a bit of, we got a question on our Patreon for this episode.
Hello.
From none other than our old pal Screwy. The Montreal screw job. Screwball scramble.
Did we congratulate Niall on
engagement? We did.
Well, congrats again. Yeah, congrats again, Niall. Hope you're keeping safe all the way over there.
Absolutely. That goes from the two of us. I don't know why.
That card he sent was from both of us.
That was from both of us. He said, he has a comment about the upcoming episode and Maggie Makes Three. He said, I think Terry and possibly Andy both mentioned that they have been seeing themselves in the role of the parent instead of the kid in TV and films of late, e.g. the dad in 10 Things I Hate About You, one of the great film dads, if you ask me, which I don't
hear, Niall.
Yep. Anyway, in this episode, Marge makes the family sit around and have family time. I would have hated that kind of thing as a kid, but now that I'm older, I would love it. Can you think of anything in your lives that are like this, i.e. you would have hated it if it was put on you as an obligation as a kid, but that you would enjoy as an adult? Feel free to reword this as you read it out on the podcast. I didn't. I read it verbatim. Love from
Japan.
I'll
be honest with you. I still hate that idea of family time. When Homer, when Marge was doing the thing, I was like, I'd be doing exactly what Homer would be doing right now. Like,
there's certain things like, you know,
it has to be natural. You know, can't like, be scheduled.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's if it's a natural thing, great. But if it's kind of a forced thing, then you know, it just doesn't work. But I think more so with like things like learning Irish and stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's an adult or a kid thing, and I know that's not the question he asked at all. But I mean, I feel like that's something I'd love to know now, or history I'd love to know now. But you know,
right,
as a kid,
okay.
I was like, whatever. But you know.
So you think when you're doing Irish with Joni, you'll enjoy it more?
I think I will. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Or history, like
it'll probably be exactly the same. It's a shoy.
You're teaching her about Stalin, you'll be way more into it.
But
he took them. He had a list, Joni. Each day he'd write a bunch of names on,
and then
they'd
be twice,
dead,
just like Santa.
Except they turned up dead, Joni.
It's weird trying to even talk to her about like the coronavirus and being like, you know, it's like, why is that guy wearing a mask? I'm like, oh, it's just because of, you know, the bad germs, as we're calling it.
Yeah.
But like,
that's
but it's mad. I was thinking even the difference of like when you were saying of like getting your kid to sleep and how I remember that so vividly. And then today, for example, like you go from that to what it was today where we're on the trampoline and I was trying to get her to, she was sitting on the trampoline and I was trying to bounce the trampoline enough that she'd bounce right up and land on her feet. Right, so okay. She did it and we high-fived and we kept doing it and high-fived and she's like, Dad, we don't have to high-five every time we do it. Okay. Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
So you're already there,
it's probably like because you looked the way you do, she was like,
Dad, please just leave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I do. I suppose I would value family time more now. But like, you know, it's different, I guess, when your role is in the family is sort of changed. If you know what I mean. Like,
yes.
Whereas I would have always seen myself as the son up until Johnny was born. Now I'm the dad. You know
yep.
what I mean? So it's kind of like
it's a weird thing now as a new father.
Yeah.
That it's like my role as the dad is very much just the guy who has to hold her, or, you know,
yeah,
play, you know, whatever. Like, she'll amuse herself when she's on her mat playing with her thing or whatever. I haven't got to that thing, that part where you're at yet, where you're like,
yeah,
I don't know, like, she, it almost feels like she obviously does know that me and Faye are her parents.
Yeah.
But it's like, she knows on dad because you're saying dada. You know, it's not like she's not aware of what the concept of parents are yet, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We're just these two people that mind her all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
At the moment, like, you know?
The first year, I was just like, right, just don't kill the child. It's like, that's my only job. Yeah. Just, you know.
Does not bear thinking about.
I know. Yeah. I'm sorry to darken the tone here. It was a nice question, and I've
always appreciate questions. We gave you some quality content there, Niall.
Not what you asked, Niall, but thanks. Thanks for the question. And if you too would like us to not answer your question. Anyway, listen, I'm gonna crack on with it. Thank you, Niall, for the question. This episode was written by Jennifer Crittenden and directed by, get this, Swinton O. Scott III.
Surely that's fake.
Is the fakest name I've ever come across.
555. Oh, that's gotta be phony.
It aired January 22nd, 1995, and it got a Nielsen rating of 10.3, the fourth highest rated show on Fox Network that week. Since airing, the episode has received many positive reviews. Ricky Gervais named it as his second favorite episode and said, I'm going to do the accent. Mr. Burns gives Homer a terrible plaque above his desk that says, don't forget, you're here forever. And it's about sometimes things don't go the way you planned, which is pretty amazing in a cartoon. Homer then puts up the pictures of Maggie and he's taken to strategically cover this horrible thing, so it reads, do it for her. It gives me a lump in my throat thinking about it.
Right, yeah.
How was that?
Very good. It was something, all right.
That was a lot longer than I thought it was going to be when I started.
Yeah. Felt
impression. But the episode was written by Jennifer Crittenden, and it was the first episode she wrote, and it was the first episode that Swinton O. Scott III directed.
First and last, I'm sure.
Well, I think he did a few, but Jennifer Crittenden was actually
that name is familiar.
She was at the time taking a beginner's writing program at 20th Century Fox when David Merkin hired her on the show. And before that, her only experience was as an intern on The Late Show with David Letterman. Which is quite, I don't know.
A big jump.
And she was only 23 at the time.
It's funny you say that she was an intern there. And like, I was just listening to, I don't know if you still listen to Conan's podcast, do you?
I listen to when it's a good guest, but I do very much like Conan. But yeah.
He was talking about on this week's episode how basically he would, like, if there was an intern there and they were trying to be too flashy or whatever, and be like, hey, Conan, let's go for a beer or something like that. Yeah. He'd be like, what? No. Like, but then if he's like, if there was this intern that was just there, that did their job and they were like funny or whatever, that like he'd be the one, that would be how he would like warm to them or like bring them along, you know, that way.
Yeah.
So like,
makes sense.
Like, you know, yeah, absolutely. Like, I listened to the episode of Will Arnett. Did you listen to that
No.
one? That is the funniest one I've listened to.
Really?
Oh, so
Will
good.
Will Arnett,
yeah. Because the two of them, right off the bat, they say, okay, look, the two of us are, like, we know each other a few years now, whatever, but we cannot be real with one another. We never, everything is a bit. It's always a bit. Right. So the whole episode is, like, every time they're kind of talking or whatever, it gets undercut like by a joke or something like that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a lot of improv in it. Like, really, I highly recommend it.
Nice.
Really good. Yeah.
It's a great podcast, I have to say, and all the stuff online on YouTube is hilarious. Coke Zero burp there. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. That's all I've got.
Shall we get into it?
Please.
Okay. So I don't know if we want to do like we did last week and give your initial thoughts on.
What do you think? Probably should have discussed this beforehand.
I really enjoyed this episode, I have to say.
Let's get into it. Me too.
I
enjoyed this so much more than the Stonecutters.
And again, it's because it's the simpleness of the story.
I think.
But it's, and also, the jokes in it are fucking like the framing device is brilliant. The start with Night Boat.
Like, I'm already like,
we now return to Night Boat, the crime-solving boat.
Faster, Night Boat. We've got to catch those starfish poachers.
You don't have to yell, Michael. I'm all around you. Oh, no, they're headed for land.
We'll never catch them now.
Incorrect. Look, a canal.
Oh, Night Boat, go!
Oh, every week there's a canal.
Or an inlet.
Or a fjord.
Quiet! I will not hear another word against the boat.
Okay, TV off. It's family time.
Oh, but Marge, Night Boat! The crime-solving boat!
The crime-solving boat.
I was watching it here, and Faye was like, I'm just going to like put my head down for like a rest. And I was like, yeah, yeah. So I had the baby on me. She was asleep. And Faye was like asleep lying on the couch, but you could just hear her laughing straight away, like from like Night Boat, like where it's like, oh no, they're getting away, and it's like, wait, look, there's a canal there. Like,
every week there's a canal.
Oh, Rafi, you're. But even like the idea of it being like, that's a Night Boat. They're getting away. You don't need to yell, David. I'm all around you.
That was quality.
Homer is like this, you know, I won't have a bad word said against the boat.
And it's a classic. It really sums up those kind of shows where it's like there's always an inexplicable escape, like right there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every week there's a canal. Yeah.
And then, like, it kind of just, you know, they get into the whole, it makes sense for the characters, for Marge to be like, okay, we're having family time. And it, like you say, it organically goes from looking at the photo album to, you know, looking at Bart sleeping. Here's Bart napping. I thought that was a really good joke. Like, it's all the same thing.
It's
like,
the same thing. Oh, yeah.
He's and I thought initially, Sandman.
Initially, I thought, like, I was showing it to Kerry, and I was like, this one is, and Maggie Makes Three, and she's like, I feel like we watched this one recently. I was like, I feel like you're thinking of Lisa's first word.
And she was. I wanted to bring this up because you really like Lisa's first word, and I think this is a much better episode than Lisa's first word.
I would probably be inclined to agree with you now.
Yeah. They get the balance of like sweetness, but they have that bit of bite, that satire with it, and like is perfect.
I 100% agree with that. And also, like, they let this episode breathe a bit more.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a bit, you know, it feels like it's got time, but it never feels like it's slow or rushed or whatever like that. It's just, it's a perfect, like, and it's got the right balance of like heart and laughs, like big laughs as well.
I was surprised how little plot was in it.
Yeah, but it's fairly simple. Like,
how much it worked. Like, like in that, like, I was like, oh, right, we're at, the episode is over now. Like, in that he's asking your man, Al, for a raise or whatever. I was like, oh, we're right at the end here. Yeah. But then I looked at it, I'm like, oh, but like, not loads has happened, but like, I've enjoyed all of it.
Yeah.
You know?
I thoroughly enjoyed the whole thing, to be honest, from start to finish. And I kind of had a feeling I would, but yeah, excellent stuff.
I've been looking at the list of what we have left as well, and I'm like, oh, yeah, brilliant, 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 like, you know. But I have a feeling, like, there's a couple in there, like, say, like, Bart versus Australia.
That's going to let you down, like Homer the Great.
And I'm like, oh, they're classics. But they're a bit broad or a bit wacky, and just after watching this one this week, I'm like...
Yeah,
you know, I said on this whole rewatch since season four on, I found myself being drawn to the more normal, grounded ones as opposed to, you know,
the crazy ones.
And like back when I was there, you go, Niall, right there. As a child, I would have been like, "No, Homer in space is brilliant; it's the best one." Whereas now, as an adult, I'm like, "No, Homer sits around and talks with his family about a story or whatever like that is." So there you go, Noel. I pulled it back around.
Yeah. Nice one.
That's the plan all along.
We almost lost a patron there.
So I did like how Homer at the start was kind of rambling off as well. It was like, you know, the clear soda phase had, you know, taken over everybody, or like, and then
I was going to say, sorry, can we talk about the fact that this is only 2 years ago, and like Dr. Hibbert throughout the thing is like got this like straight oak buzz cut, like it's something from the 70s or something.
I love how that was another like running gag with the flashbacks. Like one time he was like Mr. T.
Yeah,
that was Lisa's first word, like, you know.
This is just like 2 years ago. Like Bart and Lisa look exactly. Everyone looks exactly the same except him.
That's like, it's the script is like jam packed with little things where it's like Bart, you were Lisa's age, and Lisa, you were whatever age Bart was several years ago.
Yeah.
And it's like we're not gonna say, you know, Bart, you were 8, and Lisa, you were 6.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, and even like the way he starts the story with like the whole ninja break in.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the whole again? Thing. He's like, Homer Simpson 10, ninjas 8.
And why is it like Homer Simpson's 10, like terrorists 8, I think it was. Is it like
points?
Points, right.
Yeah, 10 points. And then there's 8 of the joke is that there's 8 terrorists.
Oh, right.
You know,
right.
So it's like Homer Simpson gets, you know, 10 points. It'd be like 10-0.
Right.
But like,
I was wondering about that.
It's like a double edged because he's like terrorists 8. Because he took out 8 terrorists or whatever. I got it as, anyway.
To be honest, that makes way more sense than I didn't know what I was thinking. I was like, did they hit him 8 times and he hit them 10 times? I was like,
such a well done sort of thing.
Where, yeah.
Like, it's like the voice is very like diehard, like Hans Gruber.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Yeah. It's like they've gone straight for that. But the whole thing of like, so he's like, this was almost like the sad thing is like it's the first time that you see Homer really happy, and not only happy but just content with his lot, you know what I mean? Like he said, just please don't let anything change. And it's not like he's got loads of money or they're just debt free though, and he like can quit his job and all this.
He's just that idea. I was like, okay, I'm debt free and I'm quitting my job.
Yeah.
And then the way he quits his job,
I said, I quit, Monty.
He's like, I'm going to choose not living like a pig.
Did you hear me? I said I quit, Monty. And since I quit, I can do anything I want.
Is that so?
Ooh, lovely desk. It would be too bad if someone, I don't know, didn't use a coaster. Such a nice tidy office. Maybe it's time you started living like a pig. I hope I haven't upset you, Bongo Head.
I should be resisting this, but I'm paralyzed with rage and island rhythms.
And he's like, Mr. Burns is actually getting pissed off.
A bongo head. Those noises he's making. He's like, I'm paralyzed with rage and island rhythms.
Hey, way to play the boss's head like a bongo. Like a
bongo. And like, just like how he, like, he's driving out really slowly on that cart.
The way he fucks him off. The thing.
And like,
that's what I was laughing
the
at.
The sound that
the
he makes.
Of his head off the barrels.
That's for employing me for 8 years.
And then I love how he like lights the little bridge on fire.
I know.
It's just like, made me think of, because I often think about this. This might give you a bit of like where my headspace is.
Go on.
But like, if I won like 15 million on the lotto or something, like how would I quit my job?
Yeah.
And like, I often think that like I would buy like 2 giant speakers, or big enough speakers, and strap them to like a backpack and like walk in and be like, okay, everybody, I'm quitting, you know, and I'm not giving you my notice. And then I would like blare
what song?
The Millionaire by Dr. Hook. And like, just like walk through the office. Like,
I'm a millionaire. more money than a horse has hair.
The other thing was, I would give people like 500 quid, people that I liked, or leave an envelope of 500 quid. And if you didn't get an envelope,
didn't like
well,
it.
Well, then fuck you.
Just so, like that.
Yeah.
Straight up, fuck you. If you won 15 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
You personally had 15 million. How much would you give me?
I'd give you at least 100 grand.
Okay. Bit stingy, but okay.
I'd pay off your house. How about that?
Okay, fine. Yeah. Fine.
Now, if you had 15 million, how much would you give me?
7.5 million.
Pounds.
7.5 million. I'd give you half.
Would you?
Yep. Ride or die, Terry.
Talk to your financial advisor, Andy, before you make any big decisions.
Stop making stupid promises like that. I would probably say, if I won 100 million, right? We'll make it a nice round.
If I won 100 million, I'd give you a million.
Okay,
at least.
Fair enough.
You know?
Okay. Now, is that if you and Faye won 100 million, would I still get the million?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I just want to nip that in the bud right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. If I have 100 million, I'll give you a million.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a binding verbal contract. You heard it here, folks. I'd probably do the same.
Yeah, well, I think you'd have to, wouldn't you?
I'd give you 1% of my winnings if I won the lotto.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So what's 15 million? So I would have given you 150 grand.
Is that 1% of 15 million? I tell you what, you'd know you're in finance, Terry. That's fast math right there. So what'd you say, 15?
Somebody's going to email and be like, actually,
it's 150,000, you idiot.
That's what I said.
That's what you said. Yeah. Oh, never mind. Show myself up again. Anyway.
But then, whatever. Like, Homer quitting his job and going to get his dream job.
At the bowling
alley. Yeah. It was just, I'm like, yeah, that's great. Like, you know, it makes so much sense. I love how it's like, great little gag of like, he asked Barney to get him a job, and he's like, yeah, my uncle owns the place.
Yeah.
And your man's like, yeah, no problem. Barney, you're fired.
Yeah. Just like that.
Yeah. And he's telling Homer to bring 3 rags and an extra pair of pants. When it happens, you'll know.
Plus, I love the fact that he's just called a pin monkey now.
Yeah.
And Bart even is like, Bart's proud of his father's job. Like, he's got a job that pays clearly less than nuclear safety technician.
Like,
but, like, he's happier there. Like, like even that in itself is just a good story.
And I like how, like, Homer, for once, is being responsible, how he is, you know, he's worked out the budget. We have made a few cutbacks. You know, we can only get... instead of the quilted toilet paper. I love that
biggest
joke.
Laugh of the episode, this was for me.
Where Bart ran and punched the wall.
Like, from now on, we use regular toilet paper, not that fancy quilted kind. And the way Bart just silently runs over, like...
just the way he pumped his legs as well, like...
And no one even corrects him because they understand like why he's so pissed.
Fair enough, like... And only one of them can go to college.
Yeah, also fair
enough.
But
it's like... And little choices like that, like having... Bart be the one that's so upset over it, like that he's punching
Bart
the wall.
Luxurious toilet paper.
And then, like, you know, kind of you get to the bowling alley and it's like Homer's day-to-day stuff and he learns the secrets and stuff like that. Like,
plus the whole thing of how the pins get made is great sequence, isn't
like,
it?
And I'm like, it's really like Looney Tunes. You know, like the whole music and everything. Like,
it was like the whole tree gets cut down for one
thing. Yeah. And then there's a guy there painting it, like the
two stripes very carefully. Yeah. And I like the fact that, right, so he's at the bowling alley and he's so happy him and Marge go and plow, for want of a better word. And just even the whole, like, sperm swimming into the egg thing, I thought was good. And plus, I always remember that being the ad on Sky One when I was a kid of Homer doing the,
doing the
thing. Yeah. I always remember that being the ad of them going, this Sunday.
What I was saying to Faye is this is something that me and Homer do not have in common, is when he got sand in his underpants. He went back for more and started swishing it around. Where I cannot, I hate sand. I'm going to be honest with you. I hate sand.
Why? Because it gets everywhere.
I love, I love the beach, but if you could have grass that went all the way to the ocean,
Terry,
that'd be.
I'm actually right there with you, and I had no feelings on it before I moved down here, and we've gone to the beach so much, especially with the car. I'll have just cleaned the car. And like Joni will not only have sand, but she'll have gotten in the water and all, so it's all that sort of sticky, like whatever. And every time it's like beach or like will we go up the mountains or something, I'm like, mountains, please, for the love of God.
And the for the love of God.
The problem is in Ireland, or at least here anyway, like when it's a real sunny day, the beach is the coldest place in Arklow. You know, it's where all the wind goes. It's like, you know what I mean? I'm like,
and then you find a nice lake up on the top of the mountain.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
There you talk. Yes.
So, like, that was one where, like, I can't relate to their home.
No, I don't. I don't care for it at all.
But even, like you're saying, your biggest laugh was when Bart ran and punched the wall. I don't know why I really, really like this joke where it was like, I found my way and, you know, I was having the time of my life. And it's like, hi, Homer. Hi, Homer. You know, like, and then it's just one guy there, like, hi. It's like my read of it was like, he obviously doesn't know Homer's name. Everybody else knows, and he's just like, hi. I don't know why, I just love that.
It's
like,
very real sort of hi.
And like, I don't know, like there's not a load more plot. Like they do a thing where I thought was very funny, where, you know, they get up halfway through the story because it's, you know.
Yeah, and I got that for the first time this time around when Marge is like, I'm going to sit and think about things I'd like to purchase.
And like they're like, I'm going to get up and go to the bathroom or stretch my legs. Yeah. You can't expect me to sit here for half an hour.
I never got that until this one. No? I hadn't seen it in a long time, but yeah. And, yeah, I like that.
And then they have the kind of things of like Homer being reacting to Marge being pregnant.
Yeah,
I'm pregnant, and like the hair.
I know. Plus, I was a big fan of Patty and Selma when they're like, "We won't tell."
Great.
Just thought you'd like to know, Mr. Zukowski. What a great gag that is. Yeah. Aronson and Zukowski
are the two biggest gossips in town.
Like, plus, I like the fact that after she's even talked with Zukowski, she's clearly worn out, like they've been talking the year off her anyway with gossiping. Like, just the last two phone calls.
Well, it's twofold because it gives you the impression that she has gone through the whole phone.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which is great as well. Like, and then, they did the thing where Homer's head explodes, which is always a good side gag.
Yeah,
like,
I love that.
And then
it's a great gif.
Homer trying to figure out how to drum up business.
Oh yeah. You know,
and like even him montage. Just like. Staring at the ball, bowling ball.
I love that. So he's reading like advanced marketing, and then it gets lower and lower, marketing for dummies. He's just staring at the bowling ball at the table.
Then he just has the shotgun, like bowling.
After all that, yeah.
Yeah. And then he has to quit, but they get him the lovely jacket, and then like.
See, I thought like the jacket's great. Like, I would hate to have that. Sorry, you had to split. Have to wear that, like, sorry you left your dream job written on the back of your jacket wherever you go.
And, it's pretty sad. But then, like, the acid rain melts it, so there's that problem going when he's going back to the Burnsy.
But plus, before we even get there, I mean, I know, like, it was previously in the episode, but the whole, I love the whole segment of, like, congratulations, Omar, and all this, like, yes, thank you, it is a great job.
Like, I love, like, Wiggum
pregnant.
That one didn't land for me as much. I don't know why. I think it's because we had a friend of ours that used to always do it. He used to always do ha ha ha.
Who did it?
Kinda,
tell me off here.
I'll tell you off, Mike. I don't want to name it, shame. But we used to work with him.
I'm trying to think who it is. Give me a hint.
Anyway.
Just mime, do it through the video. No one can see.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah. That fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I really liked Wiggum when he was like, He's like, hey, just heard over the squawk box.
Squawk box.
good work, Homer. He's like, thank you. I do enjoy my work. And then, like, even like the idea of Homer gets home at like 3 p.m, great. First of all, yeah, you know. And then when the door bursts open.
Oh, what a great joke that was.
But even like the idea of like he's closing the door, he bursts in like, man, it's windy as hell out there.
You know I haven't told Homer yet, and he'll be home any minute.
Oh, really?
Phew.
Man, it's windy as hell out there.
That seemed like such an un-Simpsons joke in a weird way. It was like the door bursts open, like really aggressively. Marge's like, huh? Yeah. Just as she's going to close it, windy as hell out there.
But then Homer with the like, the showering Marge with gifts, little baby size gifts. Anyway, I'll be in the tub. I can so relate to being in the tub. I love a good bath these days.
I haven't had a bath in so. I get so bored in the bath.
I love it, man. I'd stick the laptop on the toilet and I'll watch whatever.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm watching something in there.
I might bring a book and listen to a bit of music. And
you get wet fingers, wet in the pages.
No, amateur error. Because you have your towel beside. So once you've done your initial soak and your dunk, you dry your fingers on the towel beside it, pick up the book, and then you're away in a hat.
You use a bath bomb, you son of a bitch?
I don't generally. I use a bit of Radox or some sort of muscle relaxing shite, you know?
Unbelievable.
I need it, man. I'm fucking every time
creaking
I
and
get
cracking.
Oh, every time I stand up now, it's something new is making noise, like. And I don't mean like, you know, oh, it's like an actual like.
You're hearing the a sound, click or something.
The sound where, remember in the Bobo episode, Homer cracked, and you hear like that sound. Yeah, like. Here's one. On Saturday, I went to sneeze and I had the baby in my hands.
Oh boy!
So I held my nose.
Yeah.
Because I did that, whatever way I did it, my chest cavity cracked. And then my chest was sore the rest of the day. And I'm like, why it's do I have bullshit. Chest pain? Huh?
It's fucking bullshit, all this. all this happening. Like we're not even in, well, we're technically getting close to our mid-30s, but already
I'm 34, like. Fuck's sake.
I know. It wasn't supposed to happen like this.
Even Faye is getting worried. Just like it's like every time I'm like, it's something. There's something cracking. Like,
oh, yeah. I know. Oh well.
Where are we? What were we talking about?
Simpsons.
Oh, home. Yeah.
I was. I have to say, I was quite surprised at how easily Mr. Burns gives him his job back when he goes in with his tail between his legs. I mean, the caveat being that it's company policy to give you the plague.
Yes. The plaque, sir.
The plaque. The demotivational plaque. Yeah. That's great. Like, that satisfies Mr. Burns enough. Like, this guy played bongos on his head, messed up his office, tossed him out of a moving cart onto a steel barrel, and all he has to do is hire him back, pay him again, and just stick a plaque up on the wall.
That's the thing. Like, no pay cut or anything. You're back in. They haven't filled your position. Like,
it's hardly like, you know, he was a model employee or anything.
But I did get a bit emotional when they're having the baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Close to home. Like,
just the idea of, like, Homer being like, it's wonderful, it's magical.
Yeah.
You know, like, another. And then he's like, he sticks his thumb out. He's like, okay. And then she just like, grabs the thumb. I was like, oh.
It was nice.
Ah, Homer.
I'm getting choked up here.
It was very, very real. Just a like nice, sweet moment. And then the bit at the end, obviously, like the do it for her.
Yeah, I mean, very sweet. Apparently the do it for her thing was, I think it was one of the writers, George Meyer. He said he always enjoyed writing jokes that involved anagrams or other forms of wordplay. So he came up with the idea for that joke. I imagine he was also responsible for the Jeremy Irons
Jeremy's iron
joke, but I mean, such a nice way to end it. Like, I thought it was a very, very good episode. It was just a great episode of TV. You don't even have to be a Simpsons fan to You know, I feel like with Homer the Great, you have to be, I don't know if that's even fair to say, that you have to be a Simpsons
fan. It's kind of weird that it's like,
but if you're not a Simpsons fan,
I don't think you have to be for the Homer the Great one, because it's so broad, you know.
Yeah,
it's kind of almost out there, whereas you benefit more from, well, I certainly did anyway, from appreciating the writing on The Simpsons of years gone past, yeah, or whatever. You appreciate how good this is. Yeah, if that makes exactly sense. Like, you know, yeah, like all the little things they're throwing in here, you're like, oh, they really are fucking at the top, yeah, of their game. Like,
exactly.
You know?
But yeah, I mean, yeah, should we officially, is there any more you want to talk about? Are we getting into ratings right now?
I can get into ratings, yeah.
Terry, let me ask you a question, Mr. Sucker. What did you think of this particular episode? Well, I mean, I know what you think.
I'm just gonna give my rating.
Okay,
rating,
hold on. All right.
I'm going to give it a 9.2.
Ooh. Oh, I love a 9. I get very excited about a 9.
Because I just super enjoyed it. And I forget how much I enjoy it. Until I watch it every time, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, out of the flashback episodes, and I'll be interested to see, I don't know what season it is, if it's 8, 7 or 8, you know, the one where they get Lisa the saxophone for the first time.
Yes.
I always have those, Lisa's first word, this one and that one, all kind of linked together when it's like kid flashback stuff.
Yeah.
So at the moment, this is like my number one. I'll be interested to see where, if I think that one is better than this one.
Or Lisa's first word.
Yeah, well, Lisa's first word is 3 out of 3, yeah, at the moment, like, for me.
Right.
but this one was, yeah, top notch.
Who would your MVP be?
MVP is Homer. Yeah. I don't think there's much argument.
There's
there.
No debate.
Like, it's
really,
very Homer centric, really. Yeah, like, yeah. You know?
It's a real. It's just. It's like. It's not Homer. Like, again, I don't want to shit too much on the Stonecutters episode because, you know, it's a classic. But, you know,
quote unquote.
Yeah. But with this one, it's like Homer is just so much more like. He's a family man, but like, it's so nice. Like, Homer is actually just happy for most of the episode, and then he sort of comes around at the end. Anyway, it's a whole thing of almost living your dream, but like, he doesn't even have a big grand dream of, like, you know, whatever. It's just he's happy with his life. I just thought it was great.
You know what it is though. It's like he's living his dream and he has to give it up, but then he gets something that much greater in return. Yeah. You know, with Maggie or whatever. And then I was saying to Faye, well, it's like, is Maggie Homer's favorite kid?
She'd have
like
to be.
At the end of the episode, you're like, is Maggie Homer's favorite? And you're like, you know, they do a lot of, you know, Bart, Lisa, Homer episodes. Or they do a lot of, you know. But then they also do, like, Maggie Homer episodes quite a bit as well. Like, interesting.
I would imagine, judging by the fact that he has 3 kids and his office is plastered with photos of one child, she probably is his favorite.
Yeah. What would you give it as your rating?
I would give it a 9.0.
Ooh, so a 9 for you.
For me, that's like an 11 for you.
Yeah.
And I would also give it to Homer. I just had a smile on my face watching this one. I love the whole bowling alley, like, you know, angle. The bit that we did.
That, like, world.
And it seems so, like, passe, not passe, but a cliche now, where he's saying goodbye to everyone and your man's like, show me well, Mr. Homer. So fucking good.
This was the happiest time of my life. I'll never forget you guys, especially you, Joey.
See you around, Mr. Homer.
Don't worry, Joey, we'll make it to California someday.
Sure we will, Mr. Homer. Sure we will.
Hey, just throwing that in there, like, we'll get there someday. Like, shut me will. Like, he's clearly like a dying kid or something.
Yeah. And then, like, well, that's like we didn't go into it in so much detail, but, like, those are the kind of little jokes that they're peppering in, like, as if they're just throwing them away, like, you know.
I know I'm gonna even kick myself for missing a few tomorrow, like I did with Homer the Great.
But even like what are we doing now? Like, let's go bowling. Like, hey!
You can hear, and especially now that I've got the subtitles now, you can just hear like everyone in the back is like, hey, I've forgotten it already. Like, oh, I love Poland. Like, just all this stuff. But yes, a quality episode, I must say. And I would encourage anyone, if you haven't watched it recently, to watch it again, because it was excellent. Terry,
what have we got next episode?
Next episode, I am very excited about this. It's the first time seeing it. Bart's Comet.
Ooh, no.
Unbelievable. I'm so happy about this. Oh, what a season.
But again, it's a kind of wacky one that I'd be interested, you know? It's high concept, is what I'd say.
And the level of excitement that I have from watching it based on my childhood memory makes me think that it's going to let me down like so many others in the flavor department.
I think having Skinner.
Yes.
You know, he very rarely lets you down.
Yeah, exactly.
So it'll be, you know, I think we're in safe hands there.
Join us for that one. And until then, Terry, where can they find us?
Yeah, you can find us on all the social media, can't you? You can find us on Instagram.
Not Snapchat.
Oh, yeah, well, whatever. Like, is that still a thing? Like,
it is a thing. We're not part of it.
Okay, well, you can get us.
We're not on TikTok either yet.
Maybe we should. We should start doing TikTok
videos. I don't get it. I don't know.
What are they? Some of them are very funny. No. It's like they're like 30-second videos.
It's like Vine, but longer.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
Some of them are good. Yeah, but
some of them are very good.
You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, at PutItInHPodcast. You can email us at PutItInHPod@gmail.com.
You know it.
You can find us on Patreon.com.
You sure can.
/PutItInH. Thank you again for all of our recent patrons. And we'll be putting up a few more things there in the next few weeks while we're...
At the moment, we are dropping a Marvel episode every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And you get your early access to this episode, these episodes, and any of the Patreon content. We're also... looking to be it's bi-weekly now, I think, a little half-hour mini-sode of just what's been going on, some sort of topic, you know? We did one on Disney Plus there recently. We got another one probably we'll be doing next week. And our sister podcast, What's So Great About, will be dropping on Tuesdays.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Iron Man 2 is our next episode.
Oh boy.
Yeah, Iron Man 2, and then I think we're going to go Thor and Captain America, and then it's all going behind the paywall on Patreon. So you got 5 there.
Tell them, Terry.
you got 5 there to entice you. If you like it and you want to hear more, basically, if you want it.
I've been gotten some feedback that people prefer the What's So Great About to the Put It In H.
Well,
I've gotten such bold claims.
You got some nerve, let me tell you right now. Well, if you prefer it, you're going to have to pay for it, aren't you? I'm telling you, this marketing strategy that I come up with is give you them all, and then when you want to listen to the Avengers, in my opinion, one of the top 5 Marvel movies, you got to pay.
You got to pay for that privilege, pal.
Yeah,
It's at the Avengers one that we're sticking the L.
Oh, before the Avengers. Yeah. So we're gonna give you 2 Iron Man. We're gonna give you a Hulk. We're gonna give you a Thor.
We're gonna give you a bit of foreplay before we.
5. It's 5 in total.
Bit of foreplay until we. Yeah.
And what else? Oh yeah.
Is it really?
Oh, if you. But if you would also, if you don't want to pay us, because you're. Some son of a bitch, you can give us a rating or review on iTunes or any of those things there.
Yes, we would very much appreciate a rating and a written review. Doesn't need to be long. You can just say love it, great show, whatever, hate it. Well, you know, you can say hate it but still give it the 5 stars.
Haters gonna hate.
That would do us a massive solid in getting us out there and noticed and all that sort of thing.
So until next time,
you stay safe, Terry, and stay safe out there, the viewer.
Everybody, let's do our civic duty, shall we say. And don't be fucking idiots and go and hanging out with your friends out in the seafront.
Yeah.
People out there, I'm talking to you.
He's been watching these people for 2 weeks. And if you're one of those idiots out on the seafront...
You in the blue shorts every day.
Who I saw last Tuesday. Yeah, I saw you. Yeah, stay safe and thanks for listening. And catch you on the flip side.
Catch you on the flippity flop.
Thank you. I'm not a bad person.
I know.
I don't drink and I don't kill. I got no evil habits and I probably never will. I don't sing like Elvis Presley. I can't dance like Fred Astaire. But there's one thing in my favor.
What?
I'm a millionaire.
That's beautiful.
And I got more money than a horse has hairs. Cause my rich old uncle died and answered all my prayers. But having all this money is gonna bring me down. If you ain't with me, honey, you help me spread it around. I could get myself a nose job. I could diet for a year. But I'll never be Robert Redford, cause I'm much too fond of beer. Please don't misunderstand me. It's not love I'm trying to buy. It's just I got all this here money, and I'm a pretty ugly guy.
But I got more money than a horse has hairs. Cause my rich old uncle died and answered all my prayers. But having all this money, gonna bring me down.
If you ain't with me, honey, to help me spread it around. I don't mind if you love me for my money, if you love me for whatever else I got. But except in all this stuff, I'm alone in Fort Knox. I don't guess I'm doing all that hard.
But I got more money than a horse has hands. Cause my rich old uncle died and answered all my prayers. But having all this money is gonna bring me down.
Baby, stop crying. Put a quarter in the jukebox.